Saturday, October 21st, 2006, Montreal Canadiens versus Colorado Avalanche. Regular season game number 8.
Volski, quick passing for Svatos again. Wonderful shot block. Follow up score! To the roof! One of the youngsters cashing in. Point. U.S. Olympian finding Milan Hejdu. Through the crease. Score! Joe Sakic!
Marty Turco in the Dallas net right now, and he has an answer for everything.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 13th. Wow, this game blew me away. It had a total of 12 goals, and the Avs did lose 8-3 after having a 3-0 lead in the first, so that's a little disappointing. But when you look at the road trip, we didn't do that bad at all. Going 2-1, it would have been great to go 3-0, which was definitely within our power. Brisebois and Theodore are both ex-Canadians, so this game was more meaningful to them than to the rest of the team. Just something to note, today Lyles got number 4, and Stastny got 26, which is his dad's number. So there's a little number change, but that was actually good, as you'll see in the first period. Also, after all 8 of the Montreal goals, they played Vertigo by U2, so I'm not going to play that in any of the transitions, which I was actually probably going to until this. First period was pretty close. Each team had quite a few amazing chances. But ex-Av David Abisher and ex-Canadian Jose Theodore, who were traded for each other, had amazing saves. With 4.5 minutes left in the period, Sakic started the scoring influx with the pass from Savatos. He gave them a 1-0 lead.
At the center for Spanos. Nice move across. Goal! Beautiful move! And Joe Sakic finishes it. Spanos with the setup. Sakic with his fourth of the year, and the Avs lead 1-0.
Right there was
26 seconds later, Sakic passed to Brunette, and what do you know, he scored.
We'll give you our Cadillac scoring summary, and it's got to feel nice for Brisebois. Shot, score! It's 2-0 for the Avs. Andrew Brunette right next to the net, and the Avs have gone ahead 2-0 after Sakic scored from Spatos and Brisebois.
Another Avs goal came 49 seconds later. The goal was a pass from LaPerriere to Paul Stastny, who scored his first NHL goal in his new number 26 jersey.
So you have a balance to the goaltend. Hayden shot, right pass, save, rebound, score!
Change that number, that's all you got to do.
Paul Stastny's first ever National Hockey League goal. And the Avalanche, it's Ian LaPerriere who gets the puck. He got LaPerriere, did the puck for the first assist. He's going to give Stastny the puck for his first goal.
39 seconds later, Montreal struck back on the power play with a nice goal from the blue line from Soray, who got 2 goals and 2 assists over the period of the game.
That'll be telling, I told you. Shane should have bought that earlier. Shot, score! Well, welcome to the NHL. No lead is completely safe. A team can get back in it, and the Canadians have just scored, and it's a 3-1 game.
One thing the Montreal Canadiens have on their points is great shooting.
When we return, we'll have the second period under review. In the first period, Soray got his second goal. In the second period, he got his second goal a mere 4.5 minutes into the period.
To the point, Soray, big shot, he scores! His second of the game! And it's a 3-2 game. Soray has 2 tonight, 5 this season. They've all been power play goals, and this building in Montreal is alive.
The helmet's
Kovalev's going to get an assist. Throw Kovalev in his helmet.
Just 2 minutes later, Arneson got another goal from Perrier.
Thanks for Arneson. 3-2 game. Things have tightened up, but the Az get up on top. It's tipped in front. And the Az have a 4-2 lead. Shot from the far side point, and it was tipped upstairs, roofed in front. And the Avs are back up by 2. They lead 4-2. I think Arneson touched it.
Arneson tipped it.
And then 3 minutes later, Samsonov answered with a nice goal of his own. Second period was overall a good period, although Montreal outscored the Avs 2-1. When we return, we'll have the third and period that destroyed the Avs. The third period started off with fireworks. Montreal Canadian Ryder, I'm sure that has a more French pronunciation, scored only 29 seconds into the period on a 5-on-3 power play.
Cross-ice shot, scored! The game is tied at 4. Michael Ryder! Back door, nice pass across the low slot. And Joe Quenneville's team has seen the lead disappear. Ryder scored.
It was a while before the next goal was scored, and it was the first time Montreal had the lead. It was a cheap goal that Rivet got right out of the penalty box into a breakaway. It reminds me of the season opener when Dallas got a goal just like that in overtime.
Back in the Canadian zone, the power play is over for the Avalanche. 0-4 tonight. Breakaway for Rivet. Scores! And Montreal has their first lead of the game. Greg Rivet out of the penalty box with his first point of the season, and is it a big one? Here.
Against the number one penalty-killing team in the NHL to make it 5-5.
Back it down the slot, last chance, save! Rudolphin, score! Andrew Brunette with his second of the game.
Don't know if he gets a point, but what a play by Clark. Montreal has a puck, they go to clear it out of the zone. He picks it out of midair, standing inside the blue line, gets it down low. What?
The Avs were done scoring for the period, and the Canadians had just started. At 9:05, about a minute and a half to 2 minutes into the altitude technical difficulties, Higgins scored the game winner. So when you listen to it, it has the radio sound because altitude was having some technical difficulties.
Angles off the near board, the turn pass shot, save, rebound, score! Montreal with a power play goal. They lead 6-5. Koivu took the shot in the right circle. It was stopped by Theodore, but it rolled underneath him, sat on the goal line. Hagan skated behind Theodore and poked it in, and it's 6-5.
When it rains, it pours. 2 minutes later, Kavalov scored the 12th goal of the game and the 6th goal for the Canadians. And because of technical difficulties on our side this time, we did not get the recording. The Canadians ended off their freak scoring streak with just over 6 minutes left in the period with a nice goal by Johnson.
First period of the game going Colorado's way. Shot, score! It is 8-5, but this is what has happened in the games, is that 3-0 lead. The Canadians just keep on coming. It is Mike Johnson with the goal, his second of the season, and it's 8-5 Montreal with just a simple hard shot that hit the back of the twine.
Well, it was a very disappointing period, Montreal scoring 5 goals, but when we come back, well, it'll be on a little better note with the housekeeping. In the memory, you'll find me. Our temporary widget is done. You can find a link to the download by looking in the show notes or in the podcast description. Keep in mind that it is temporary and we will have a new one made by our friends at Sevenskade out in a few weeks, which will be much better. They are offering a 5-10% discount depending on the order size off any order. Just mention AFSCast. Please visit our forums, which can be found by checking out the show notes or in the podcast description. The show notes, as always, can be found at www.geocities.com/udtmnshownotes/AFSCast. Or you can simply copy and paste the text that you can find in the podcast description. We also finally fixed the problem that existed in Internet Explorer for the show notes, so now whatever picture you link in will link you to that game's show notes instead of them all linking to the last posted show notes. That's about it for today, and until next time, have a great time. Defenseless.